As the object shot away, where we left off before the break, his two sons were with him in the house. One of his sons and a friend went back outside and drove back up the street, and from a cell phone called back home. And the doctor took the call and said it was his son that had called back to tell him, there's something going on here. There's some screaming going on here in this field where this object was. And the doctor said that within 15 to 20 minutes after the object had departed, the field where this thing came down was crawling with police and rescue workers that were searching the field. And apparently there was other people in the area that had also heard a female voice that was screaming desperately in this location.
Almost like she was screaming for help, or she was petrified. What you know, different screams will come across in a different way.
Uh-huh. Yes. Now, this might be where we can play some of the 911 tapes, because this might shed some light, gives you a particular flavor for exactly what's going on.
Okay. All right. This is Kenny Young here. He's a webmaster for UFO Research in Cincinnati. Getting his tape ready, by the way.
Moorhead 911.
Yeah, I live at 472 Skaggs Road,
uh-huh.
And there's a big giant field back behind my house.
Uh-huh.
And I could swear I heard somebody screaming back there.
Can you hold on 1 second,
yeah,
sir? Okay, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Anyway, I could swear I heard somebody screaming for help back there.
Okay.
And it sounded like they were struggling, and it was backed up the hill, like if you're looking at the hill off of Skaggs Road,
uh-huh.
It's back up to the left.
Okay, you're at 472 Skaggs,
yeah,
Road. If they're standing in front of your residence, where is it at?
If they're standing in front looking at my house,
uh-huh.
back up to the left.
Back
Adams
to the
Road,
left?
Yeah, Adams Road's right there, too. It sounded like it was coming up there from there off of Adams Road.
You think it's like in the area of Adams Road?
Yeah.
And it sounds like a female struggling?
I swear it sounded. My dog started barking. I walked outside. I got my spotlight out, and I couldn't see anybody in the field.
Okay, I'll send an officer up there. They might, are you going to be there?
Yes.
I'll have them stop them. If you can just kind of watch for them, then
right,
you can kind of give them a better
right,
direction. Uh-huh, bye-bye.
Bye.
108.
Go ahead for 108 more.
10-4, received a call 472 Skaggs Road. Spoke with a male subject, advised he apparently heard there behind his residence in the field. Sounded like a female was screaming for help. Advised it sounded like she was struggling.
Okay, George.
All right, now who was that who called 911? Was that one of the sons?
No, that was a separate person altogether.
Okay.
This
All
is
right.
a Skaggs Road location. That is, you'd have to see, if you go to my website, I've got a little map of the area.
Okay, and your website, of course, linked up right now with coasttocoastam.com.
Uh-huh. And it's right there. It's all together. The field is situated right between Skaggs Road and Adams Lane.
So you've got a number of police officers and fire rescue people. They converge on the scene.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't appear, I guess, in the police report that they mentioned that a lot of people were there, huh?
Well, they came in response to the gentleman we just heard call.
Yes.
They sent out, there was, I think the UK psychologist said that there was possibly 20 or more.
Are they the ones that use the infrared or the heat sensing devices?
The thermal imaging, yes.
Okay.
And when I asked the doctor, I was talking to him about the screams. I was trying to get some more information. I said, could you check with your son if you don't mind and have him explain exactly the nature, what was heard? And this is the first I'd taken information about this. And he said, he checked with his son, and he said, it was a female voice that was screaming, help me, oh my God, help me. And as an investigator taking this information, I'm just collecting data here.
Sure.
I've got to tell you, I was a little unsettled when I took this information and I recognized at that point that we had a problem.
Now, Kenny, has anybody been reported missing in that area?
Well, that's something we're definitely being mindful to watch this this situation. I'm not aware of any available information to suggest that there is something like that that we can track at this point.
At this point,
right. We don't want to exactly to go into speculation mode, you know, with our inquiries.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In our investigation right now, we're just taking available data, and through eyewitness interviews and through whatever documentation we can obtain, such as the documents here from the 911 police tapes and the other written reports we hope to acquire. We're just trying to look at all this data and from this mosaic try to assemble for ourselves and our informational purposes a chronological timeline of events.
Now let me ask you here, Kenny, and then I'll need to ask Donnie a question or two, but did the screams occur before or after this object departed?
Strangely, from what we've been able to determine, the screams are taking place
after
the object departed from the same location.
That's strange. That's weird.
Mm-hmm.
After.
And how soon after the object had been there did these screams start again? Kenny, please.
Well, what we do know, and this is firmly something that we've firmly been able to gather from talking with the UK psychologist, the primary claimant, and his two sons, after the object departed, there is a roughly 20-minute time frame before the field is crawling with police and fire rescue workers.
So
they're searching, a search party.
So less than 20 minutes. If they were there 20 minutes after the report, was that the report to 911, or was that the report or the sighting of the peculiar light that had been seen hovering over the same hill?
That's from their perspective. That's after the object had departed.
Yeah,
that's the 20-minute duration of the UFO that they claim departed before the field was full of policemen.
So the screams apparently started some short time after this peculiar bright object had been seen over the hill.
Yes.